I was, you know, killing myself trying to come up with what they would want to buy, which is a horrible way to go about making music. I remember it was right when Nirvana was breaking, and they nailed it. You know, it's what they were meant to do, and we really weren't. We stopped for 6 months, and we said, we can't quit music. Let's do something that doesn't stand a chance of success.
Little did singer-songwriter Rhett Miller know, his band Old 97s would be seen as a pioneer of an entire movement, the alt-country movement, a.k.a. insurgent country, Americana, whatever you want to call it. Old 97s were there. Frontman Rhett Miller performed songs from their most recent album, The Grand Theater, Volume 2, on today's Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Alisa Ali. Old 97s formed in Dallas in 1993, really as a coffee shop band, or maybe a bar band, depending on what the audience was drinking. Given the powerhouse popularity of grunge, it seemed that the coffee shop slash bar is exactly where Old 97s would stay. But in the late 90s, labels were looking for the next big thing, and they thought alt-country was it. But with the music industry imploding, Old 97s was dropped within a few years. But they kept working, finessing and adjusting their sound. Their ninth and most recent album is called The Grand Theater, Volume 2. Lead singer Rhett Miller stopped by Studio A to speak with FUV's Claudia Marshall, and he brought his guitar. And they started talking about his non-musical influences.
I'm inspired a lot by fiction. And frequently it's very literary, but just as frequently it is lowbrow or genre fiction. I mean, the kind of fiction that
I'm shocked. I'm so disappointed in you.
It's not all Paul Auster for me.
And I think this record has a lot of high energy stuff on it, which I think puts the lie to this idea that these are leftovers from the first record.
There was a song that I changed from Volume 1.
Uh-huh.
I rewrote the lyrics. I had written it on this rainy day in Grand Rapids, and I had the song
Michigan?
Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I had a song that went, Grand Rapids, I'm done. And it was just this sort of like give up kind of song, kill me, you know, I'm sick of it. And the more I kept singing it, and I kept thinking, I don't want to sing about Grand Rapids every night, but I don't want to ditch this song. No offense to Grand Rapids.
I'm from Michigan, all right? So I know from being done with Grand Rapids.
You know, but Manhattan's a much larger market, so I changed the lyrics.
Come on.
Manhattan, saddest of Saturday mornings, thinking what I shouldn't be thinking, thinking how it could have been. Twice over, dropped and departed for dead now, wondering why I don't stay down, and I wanna do it over again. I've been watching you through windows, restaurant tables, all those candles, Manhattan, I'm done.
So I'm listening to this record. It's 13 tracks long. It's the second installment. Really strong material, stuff that could be singles,
nice,
stuff that could be on the radio. But I have to think, though, as a writer, you know, as prolific, and a band is prolific because you're not the only writer in the band, is it all frustrating? You keep putting out these great songs, and some of them are just going to kind of go away.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm making set lists every night, and I've got 9 records that I've got to attend to, and my band is demanding that we play tons of stuff off the Volume 1 and Volume 2, because they're new, and that makes sense. But there's nights when we don't even play a song off one of the records or something. And unless we're going to go to 3-hour, 4-hour sets, it's very difficult, and sometimes it's frustrating. I feel really grateful to be able to make a living doing this. But there's always that feeling, and it was summed up so well in a quote that I've heard attributed both to Elvis Costello and Alex Chilton.
One of whom
said, I don't know, they all sound like hits to me.
I'm a train wreck. I'm a mess. But I'm gonna take you dancing. Put on your party dress. You're a live wire. You're a freak. You are my reward at the end of the working week. You wonder what's in store. We're gonna waltz across the floor. We're gonna wind up in a heap. We're gonna laugh ourselves to sleep. I say I love you
what the heck, I'm a train wreck.
That was I'm a Train Wreck. And before that, Manhattan, I'm Done, a live performance from Rhett Miller, the lead singer of Old 97s. Their most recent release is called The Grand Theater, Volume 2. Take 5 was produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.